the card attached would say thank you for being a friend.
Hi, Ma.
Oh, something smells terrific. What is it?
Spaghetti sauce. Here, have a taste.
Mmm, delicious.
Delicious? This is the reason your father and I got married.
Girls, do you realize it has been 8 days since I've had a date?
Do you realize it's been 8 days since I had...
Ma, please. Whatever it is, keep it to yourself.
That's my problem.
I don't understand. I just don't seem to be able to attract as many men as I used to. Maybe it's just the beginning of the end. Maybe I'll never have another date again as long as I live.
Don't be ridiculous. Not you, Blanche.
You're right. I am being ridiculous. If anybody never has another date, it'll probably be you. Thank you, Dorothy. I feel so much better.
Hi, girls. Guess what I'll be doing for 3 hours every Tuesday and Thursday night?
Cutting up your black pantyhose and putting on an Amos and Andy puppet show?
No, but what a great idea!
It's terrific. Now you have something to do on Wednesdays.
Okie dokie. Do you know that promotion I was up for at the counseling center? Well, I found out I can't have it unless I become bilingual.
Oh, no, honey, don't do that. No job is worth having to date women.
Blanche, bilingual refers to a person who speaks more than one language.
Oh, what? I think it was something sexual.
Anyway, that's why I signed up for a Spanish class at night school.
Now, that's a wonderful idea. Men go to night school. Smart men. And nothing turns me on more than a smart man. Unless maybe it's a stupid man with good hands. Rose, count me in.
Dinner's ready.
What are we having?
Spaghetti.
Oh, Italian food?
No, Rose, actually it's Chinese food. Wearing a marinara suit.
I'll get it.
Now that I'm taking Spanish, I'm going to totally immerse myself in the culture. From now on, I'm only speaking Spanish. I'm eating Spanish food, I'm wearing Spanish clothes, and I'm rereading the covers of my Julio Iglesias albums really, really carefully.
Dorothy Stan's here to see you.
Hi, everybody. Sorry to barge in on your meal.
Oh, it's all right, Stanley. Would you like some spaghetti? It's really delicious.
Did you make it?
No.
I'd love some.
You here for a reason, or did you just come for the free food?
Oh, Ma, please, the man is a guest in our home. What the hell do you want, Stanley?
Well, it seems the IRS found a few discrepancies in my tax returns, so I think we may have a slight problem.
Stanley, we have not been together for a long time. Your tax return is your problem.
Not exactly. You see, they've decided to go over the tax returns for the last few years, and a few years ago, we were still married. Babe, I'm afraid we're being audited.
What?
He said, babe, I'm afraid...
I heard him, Rose.
Just relax, Dorothy. Sometimes they just randomly audit people. It doesn't mean there's a problem.
There's a problem.
Oh, that's too bad. Pass the meatballs.
Dorothy, I take total blame for this. I know it's a bummer, but no matter what comes down, we're in this together, babe. Of course, I won't know until we actually reconstruct our finances, but the way I figure it, we probably have to pay a small fee.
Well, that doesn't sound so bad.
Unless we get a prison term. But don't worry about it. I'll come by tomorrow night. We'll sit down and go over all the receipts. Pass the parmesan.
I will not. Now get out, Stanley.
Calm down. I can eat it plain. Well, gotta go now. See you tomorrow night.
I can't believe this is happening. Our whole married life, I was so careful about money. And all the time Stanley had his hand in the cookie jar.
In the olden days, the Vikings would cut off your hand if they caught you stealing. They'd cut out your tongue if they caught you lying. They'd cut off your feet if they caught you trespassing.
Too bad there wasn't a Viking around when Stanley knocked you up.
Oh,
Cecil. That means hello, Dorothy, in Spanish.
You've really taken command of the language, haven't you, Rose?
Sí. That means yes.
Gee, Rose, if I closed my eyes, I'd swear I was in Ecuador.
Sorry, that was me.
Okay, Rose, I'm ready for class.
You look like you're going to a cocktail party.
Sí, mucho, mucho bazumas.
Well, gracias, honey.
Hi, it's me, Stan.
Come on in, Stan. Oh, so thoughtful of you to bring garbage.
These are my tax receipts. Our future is in this bag.
How appropriate.
Hi, girls.
Hi, Stan.
Blanche, you look great in that blouse. Are those new? I mean... is that new?
Stanley, you naughty boy. When was the last time somebody gave you a spanking?
Vegas.
Come on, Blanche, we don't want to be late. Oh, darn, I keep forgetting I'm not supposed to speak English. Being bilingual really gets me confused.
Ziploc bags get you confused.
See you girls later.
Adios.
Sophia, you look younger than ever.
Thank you, Stan. And that's a beautiful toupee you're wearing. There, now we're both liars.
Okay, Stan, let's get this over with.
Yeah, well, okay, here's a copy of the tax return. We'll go over each deduction individually and document it with a receipt, okay?
Okay. Man, what the hell is this?
Oh, it's a business loss. I made a bad investment.
What investment? You never told me you were investing our money.
Well, I actually wasn't planning to, but I knew this was a moneymaker the minute I laid eyes on it. I'm talking Thai bibs, babe.
Thai bibs?
Yeah, little bibs that fit over your necktie. You go out to lunch, you don't have to worry about staining your tie. It's a perfect gift, a great idea. And the best part was no one else had ever thought of it. To this day, I don't know why I couldn't sell them.
Did you ever hear of napkins, Stanley?
Hey, so I didn't make the cover of Fortune. I'm just trying to do something to make things better for us. All our friends were moving up, and we were stuck with a one-way ticket to Palookaville. I wanted to be someone, babe. I wanted to be a contender.
Stanley, did you just rent on the waterfront?
You know me so well.
No, I don't. What is this $2,500 deduction for a gift? This is a receipt for the diamond ring that you gave me on our 38th wedding anniversary.
I know.
You spent $2,500 on me?
Yeah. Figured after 38 years, you deserve something major. Listen, I know we've had our differences, but you've always stuck by me when it really counted. I'll always love you for that, Dorothy.
Oh, thank you, fucking Stanley. Stanley, what are all these deductions for a Corvette and a rented garage?
Dorothy, don't get mad, and don't hit me if you do. I kind of bought a Corvette without telling you.
You bought a car without telling me?
I couldn't help myself. I was going through a midlife crisis. Oh,
so was I. I gave myself a perm and took up jazzercise.
You bought a car without telling me?
How can I explain it? When I sat behind the wheel, people noticed me. People paid attention. That car was a chick magnet.
That is it, Stanley. That's it. Get out. Get out. Get out of my house!
Whoa, whoa,
get out
whoa,
of my life!
Dorothy, what about the order? We can get into a lot of trouble here. We could even wind up in jail.
Good, good. I want you to go to jail. And I want a big, bald convict named Bubba to pick you for his girlfriend.
Dorothy, you don't mean that.
Hell, I don't. This is all your fault, Stanley.
Look, Dorothy, it doesn't matter who's to blame here. The point is, we're in this together. Now, if you don't want to cooperate, fine, but you're only going to be hurting yourself.
You're right, and I hate you for it.
What's all the racket?
Oh, nothing. I could just murder Stan. He bought a Corvette without telling me.
So what are you complaining about? Your father used to do things without telling me all the time. How do you think I got pregnant with your brother Phil?
Just remember, Dorothy, I'll handle everything. I'm a salesman. I deal with people all the time. I know exactly what I'm doing.
Oh, shut up, Stan.
Mellow out, Dorothy. Once we get in there, we have to exercise psychological control. That's why I'm wearing this suit.
You make me sick.
Hey, everyone knows good guys wear white. This suit subliminally tells the auditor I'm a good guy.
I could vomit just looking at you.
Mr. and Mrs. Bornak, step into my office, please.
Watch me work my magic, babe.
Good afternoon. My name is Wendell Murray. I'll be conducting your audit today.
Nice to meet you. I'm Dorothy Bornak. This is my ex-husband, Stanley.
Wendell. Paisan.
We're going to jail.
What did you call me?
Before he answers that, let me reiterate, we are bitterly divorced.
Relax, Dorothy. Wendell, I called you Paisan, friend, brother of the scalp. Because if I may get philosophical for just one moment, I've always believed we bald men are like any other minority. That's why we have to stick together.
Who you calling bald?
Nobody. Just shut up and put your hair on.
Yes, dear. Wendell, if I may call you Wendell, did I mention the fact that I'm a member of the Rainbow Coalition?
Oh.
Mr. and Mrs. Bornak, may I remind you that as an employee of the Internal Revenue Service, it is my sole obligation to see that the government gets all the money it has coming to it?
And I'll bet you do a fine job of it.
Thank you. However, I have no personal stake in this whatsoever. Now, is that understood?
Oh, yes, yes.
You bet, my man.
Then cut the crap, Paisan. You know, folks, I've been at this job almost 4 years now, and in that short time, I can honestly say that I have never seen such an inept, clumsy, downright stupid attempt to avoid paying income tax.
Thanks. That means a lot coming from you.
I can also honestly say that I'm amazed the way this lays out. You only owe the government a small amount.
You're kidding.
No, $5,000.
$5,000? We don't have that kind of money.
Uncle Sam doesn't like to hear that.
Aunt Dorothy doesn't enjoy saying it.
We expect you each to cough up $2,500 in 30 days.
Well, what if we can't?
We'll just have to put a lien on your bank accounts, your property, and your salaries. And if that doesn't work, we'll just have to incarcerate you.
Oh, my God. We're going to jail.
That's right, Stanley. And please, let me know where you and Bubba register for your China.
What are you still doing up?
Studying for my Spanish test, like somebody else I know should be.
Don't strain yourself. Here.
Blanche, these are the answers to the test. Where did you get these?
I'll give you one guess.
You slept with the teacher.
Of course I didn't sleep with the teacher. You have to be very careful these days. I promised I would if he'd give me the answers. I call it safe teasing.
Well, you can just have them back. I've only cheated once in my life, and I vowed I'd never do it again.
Couldn't handle the guilt, huh?
No, I got caught. Oh, it was the worst experience of my whole life. St. Olaf was rocked by the scandal.
What'd you do, shortchange somebody down at the feed store?
Worse. I fed BBs to my prize lamb, Harlan, so he'd weigh in heavier at the county fair.
Oh, my God, Rose, how do you sleep at night?
I knew it was wrong all along, but I wanted to win first prize. And I would have if Harlan could have held it just a little longer.
Boy, did you just miss a real gem.
Poor Dorothy, what are you doing up again?
I can't sleep. Every time I close my eyes, I see Uncle Sam going through my purse.
Still worried about the money you owe the government?
Oh, no, Blanche. I'm worried about whether Michael Jackson will be able to buy the remains of the Elephant Man.
Really? Gee, I'd be worried about the money.
Does anyone around here ever go to bed?
I can't sleep, Ma. I can't work. I can't eat. All I can do is think about how I'm going to raise the rest of that $2,500.
I wish I had it, Pussycat.
Oh, I know, Ma. If you had it, you'd give it to me.
Don't put words in my mouth. I said, I wish I had it.
I've put away a little money, Dorothy. It's not nearly enough, but you're welcome to it.
Oh, Rose.
Well, I could lend you a couple of hundred. I'd planned on putting it toward my cruise to the Bahamas, but what the heck?
Oh, thank you, girls.
I'll just buy a couple of Harry Belafonte tapes.
I really appreciate
and
this.
Limbo under the clothesline.
But I can't accept it.
Okay.
I only have half of the $2,500, and since I don't qualify for a bank loan, I'm just going to have to sell some of my stuff.
Hold it. No daughter of mine is selling her stuff. It's a sin, it's a crime, and let's face it, Dorothy, lately you can't give it away.
Ma, I'm talking about selling some of my belongings. I called a couple of pawn shops, and I'm going to check them out tomorrow.
Listen, I'm wonderful at bargaining, and I'll go with you.
Me too.
Oh, thanks, girls. Oh, you know, I can't believe this is happening. I was so careful about my finances all my life. I thought that by now I'd have some sort of security. And here I am, flat broke.
I know what you mean. I never dreamt I'd be single and working at this age.
I never dreamt I'd be this age.
Let me tell you girls the three most important things I learned about life. Number one, hold fast to your friends. Number two, there's no such thing as security. And number three, don't go see Ishtar.
Now, girls, listen. Listen. Remember, the way to make a deal is we state our price, stick to our guns, and undo another button on our blouses.
Blanche, that is ridiculous. Unbuttoning my blouse is not going to get us a better deal.
You are absolutely right. Don't touch yours. Rose and I will unbutton ours.
Buenos dias, señoritas.
Hi.
Buenos dias. ¿Cómo está? Que hermos todo tu dinero.
Please, don't hurt me. Just take my money.
I'm sorry. I think I got my verbs mixed up.
Thanks a lot, lady. So what do you want?
I would like to pawn a few things.
You got a lot of things here.
Yeah. So, how much will you give me?
$100 for everything.
Oh.
No, wait a minute. Sir, I am shocked at your insensitivity. May I point out to you that this is no ordinary pitcher? This pitcher was carried thousands of miles across the ocean by her great-great-grandmother, a woman who came to this country in search of a better life, as have done millions of immigrants throughout history. Why, this picture is a symbol of freedom. This picture is a symbol of liberty. This picture was made in Taiwan. Well, maybe they stopped off at the Ellis Island gift shop. The point is, this picture is worth a considerable amount of money.
Lady, that story is worth more than the picture. In fact, except for the ring that you are wearing, nothing that you brought in here is worth anything.
How much for the ring?
$800.
Oh, I couldn't pawn this.
$900.
Take it, Dorothy.
I couldn't. This is the only nice thing that Stan ever gave me.
$1,000.
It's also the only valuable thing. Pocket.
I can't.
$1,200. My final offer.
No, this isn't for sale. I mean, there are some things that have no price. This means a lot to me. My husband gave it to me after 38 years of marriage.
And after 38 years of marriage, he also dumped you for a 23-year-old stewardess with firm thighs and perky breasts. Yes.
You got yourself a ring, muchacho.
Hi, daughter.
Hi. So what are you two doing here? I thought you had a Spanish class tonight.
We do, but we're not going. We dropped out.
Well, what about your promotion at the counseling center?
Oh, I can just forget about that. Norwegians are notoriously bad at Spanish.
I guess that's why there were no herring tacos.
And it was a big waste of my time. There was only one cute guy there, and he kept doodling the name Kenny over and over in his notebook.
Hi, darling. Ah,
come on in. I have the check for my half of the money.
Hi, girls.
Hi, Stan.
Hi, Stan. Where's your hair?
Oh, damn, I never should have opened that sunroof. This just isn't my week.
Here you go.
Thanks, Dorothy. Dorothy, listen. I'm really sorry about all of this. It's all my fault. Here. A little something for you.
My ring.
I didn't want you to sell it. Not like this.
How did you know?
Well, I called while you were out. Sophia told me what happened, so I went down and bought it back.
Stanley, you didn't have to do that.
I wanted to do it, Dorothy. Because in spite of everything, you're still the best.
I think I'm going to cry.
No, honey, now don't do that. Your eyes will get all beady and your nose will swell up like Carl Malden.
Wait a minute. If you bought the ring back, how did you come up with the rest of the money?
Sold the Corvette.
You didn't?
Yeah, it was tough. Had some great times with that car, but the times I had with you were a hell of a lot more important.
Stanley, I'm so sorry.
Me too. I guess I finally became what I always feared most. Another middle-aged, bald guy who drives a Toyota.
Oh, Stanley, this is the nicest thing anyone's ever done for me.
Rose, honey, come on, let's go down to Wally's and see if we can meet some men. Come on. Come on.
Okay.
Hey, if you're taking Biscayne Boulevard, would you keep an eye out for my hair? We really pulled it out of the fire, didn't we, babe?
We sure did.
It felt nice, you and me, working together as a team again.
It did feel nice.
Reminds me when we were first married.
Mm. We sure had some good times.
So, as long as I'm here, what do you say, babe, for old time's sake? You want to go to bed? Dorothy! Dorothy, let go. It was a joke. You're hurting me. You're really hurting me.